This is WKAR Online. A big majority of Michigan residents value having wolves in our state. A small minority, though, mostly in the Upper Peninsula, would like to see a wolf hunting season. Michigan State University did a study to help the State Department of Natural Resources with wolf policy decisions. The DNR manages the wolf population now that wolves are off the federal endangered species list. Meredith Gore is an assistant professor of fisheries and wildlife at MSU. She conducted the study, and she spoke with WKAR's Gretchen Mellick.
We found that the majority of Michiganders value the existence of wolves, and that hasn't changed over time. There have been four main public opinion surveys about wolves conducted in the past couple decades, and all of them have asked different groups of people. This is the first study that has really asked Michiganders as a whole. So we can now say as a whole, 82% of Michiganders value the existence of wolves, and that hasn't changed. And a very small percentage, 14% statewide, said that they would be interested in purchasing a hunting license if hunting was legal.
What else did you find in the study?
Well, one of the things that I think is interesting is that wolves and wolf management in many places in the country can be a very polarizing issue. People have very strong attitudes a lot of the time, very extreme attitudes about wolves, love or hate. And so it was really interesting to find that in Michigan, there's actually not so much disagreement. So even though you might find conflict in attitudes or polarizing attitudes in other places in the country, Michiganders as a whole really are on the same page, which is great. I mean, that's a good place to be, right? Then the question is not, well, how do we reduce conflict? The question is, how do we maintain low levels of conflict that we currently see?
You said that a small minority of people would be interested in hunting wolves.
Yes.
And in some cases, that seems to make sense because in some parts of Michigan, wolves are a nuisance or they prey on farm animals. But are there other reasons why people might want to hunt wolves?
Your question is sort of twofold. Really, what are some of the reasons why people might want to hunt wolves? It's sort of the same reasons why people hunt maybe any species. There's recreation, time outdoors, cultural dimension. Some people hunt because it's sort of family tradition. Other people hunt wolves because they don't like wolves. And then other people maybe want to hunt wolves because it's very novel and there hasn't been a legal hunting season in wolves for a very long time. I know from other studies in other states, we know that these are some of the reasons why people hunt wolves. It's interesting because even though there's a small percentage of Michiganders who said that they'd be interested in purchasing a hunting license, the question really is, well, who are those people, right? And so this study asked a lot of demographic questions. So we have a very rich understanding now of, well, who are some of these people? So age, gender, race, ethnicity, education level, income level, region of residence. So it provides decision makers with a tool to understand who are the individuals behind these opinions. And the idea is that depending on who the individuals are and what their opinions are, managers can sort of deploy different management strategies, different stakeholder engagement techniques to get individuals around the table and make the most effective decisions possible.
So what happens now? What do you do with this information, and are you going to do more studies?
The next steps are to probe a little bit deeper into some of the results that I think are the most interesting. I mentioned this finding of low conflict among Michiganders, and that actually, I think, provides a really interesting opportunity to look deeper into, well, why isn't there conflict? And so one of the things that I'm currently working on, and I just received a grant to look at the conservation ethics of wolf management. So how do ethics sort of play into decision making about wolves and wolf management? And this will be an opportunity to learn a little bit more about different stakeholder groups. What are their underlying values? What really motivates them to support or oppose different wolf management policies? With that better understanding of public opinion, we can then work with decision makers to more effectively manage wolves.